How lucky is Bree to be free of ZB and his STDs?
Oh, how lucky is Bree to be free from ZB and his STDs?
Listen, I just want to start this podcast out by saying I saw the downfall of Brianna Chicken Fry. That girl was liked by everybody. She was happy, thriving, brilliant, funny, smart, successful, and started dating this man that everyone loves. And everyone watched her just plummet into oblivion. And we will get into it. But first, let's cheers for episode 42 of the Bad Therapy Podcast.
Cheers to fucking the downfall of men like Zach Bryan and every other narcissist that ever lived.
Cheers.
Tink. I would first like to say we were going to do a questions pod, and we still may address a couple of questions, and we will address the questions because we received a lot of really good feedback and stuff that we really want to talk about with you guys. But this is something that just hits so true to home with us.
This is what our whole podcast has been about.
Relationships, narcissists.
Men like Zach Bryan. And I hate that this is happening, because as someone who listens to music and like really admires the musicians that I listen to, like, I know musicians are 9 times out of 10 challenged, hurting people. I'm a musician. It takes a lot of pain sometimes to write a good song. However, I've also been with men that are narcissistic, and they drain you of everything, every ounce of your being. And I feel like we weren't intending for our podcast to become a relationship podcast, but both of us have so much to say about these types of topics. And if Brianna Chicken Fry, first and foremost, if you're listening,
she's listening.
She's not listening. But like, if you see this, first of all, personally for me, I watched your decline. Not like decline in the sense of you as a human, but like I saw the trajectory of your sparkle, the light in your eyes.
We watched the light leave your eyes.
Who you were as a person. And I think you being so in the public eye was probably very jarring for you to be going through that. Because I think back to when I was in a relationship, like I was listening to the Barstool podcast with Dave Portnoy, the BFFs pod, and I resonated to so many things that were said. It was a bit triggering, and like they did warn that it was going to be triggering. Not triggering in the sense that I couldn't listen, but triggering in the sense that
it reminded me
so much of my most traumatic relationship. And that relationship for me wasn't even that bad compared to Madison's, but it's like the average everyday guy that everyone loves hiding in plain sight. They're
hiding in plain fucking sight.
They're likable, they're charismatic, they're charming, they're talented, they're smart, they're everything that's good in the world, and they know how to treat you so good and make you feel so good. They're so smart.
They destroy you out of nowhere.
And then you're so invested in this relationship that when things start to take a left turn, you're confused, you're hurt, you love this person. Like, you're in too deep to turn back. And I just, Brianna, if you're listening, or for whatever reason, if you see this, you were saying that you couldn't understand how you got so lost, or how this became who you were.
Or why you stayed.
Why you stayed. This is something that happens to people, to good, normal, loving, caring individuals. When you love and care for someone
all over the world,
you stay and you love them for their faults and their this and their that and anything that they put you through, because you're a good person.
So let's start from the beginning. If you don't know what the fuck we're talking about, get on the internet.
Well, you could
scroll a couple times. Yeah. You'll see something. Yeah. But basically, long story short, Zach Bryan, a very famous country music star, Brianna Chicken Fry, a famous podcaster, are in a relationship. It looks very peachy from the outsider's perspective. They're posting how much they love each other. She's on tour with him. It's very friendly, happy, loving, happy-go-lucky relationship. Well, they break up. Come to find out, he's narcissistic, psychotic.
Controlling.
Been controlling her life for the past year. And now we're here, where it's a very public event. And the reason that we're speaking on this is because this is why we're here. And I just want to say that as a woman, Brianna did us all such a service by choosing to turn down.
She was offered by Zach's team $12 million, I think was the most most that they offered her to be silent, for her silence to trash all of her experiences to protect Zach.
An NDA. Basically, do not speak about what you've gone through, and this is what we're going to give you. And they offered $12 million.
Like, that's a lot of money.
I'm like, I was traumatized and I stayed quiet for free.
To be fair, I've never been in support of you staying quiet on your situation. I've always wanted to expose that man. And whenever you're ready, I'm fucking guns blazing.
I'm like, if there was ever a podcast to expose a man.
However, it's commendable to Brianna, like, for not taking the money, because people were giving her shit for being condescending to his past relationships, saying like, well, of his other exes took the money and I'm not them and I'm not this. And people online were getting upset because they're like, oh, just because you're rich and you can afford to not take the money. Like, I guarantee you, Brianna Chicken Fry is not rich enough to turn down $12 million. This is a moral thing at this point. And like, anyone that's been through emotional abuse, narcissistic abuse, will understand the feeling of being silenced. Like, it is so hard to explain to somebody that doesn't get it, but like, it is so hard to be in a relationship with a narcissist, because the narcissist is only narcissistic to you. Nobody else around you usually gets to see it. Your friends see it. People really close to you see these outbursts and these really toxic situations, but the majority of people that they care about their image and how they're perceived, they look like the knight in shining armor.
Charming, charismatic. Everyone's like, what are you talking about? There's no way that this person did these things, which is exactly why she was offered an NDA, because he has a very public persona of the person that he is. He's very famous. He's very charming. He's very country. He's very blue collar, like the guy that you would want to be with. He's the guy. And he wanted to take away her voice. And I think the reason that we're here talking about this today is for all the women. Everybody has one. If you haven't had it yet,
buckle up,
my girl. It's coming. Or maybe it's not. I hope not. But yeah, Everybody has one person who teaches them a lesson. And her coming forward and saying, I don't want your blood money. Instead, I want to put my story on the front page and let all the women know who have suffered that they do not have to suffer in silence. Mm-hmm. Because everybody goes through something like this. And I just want to say, if you've ever felt stupid for staying in a relationship where you shouldn't have stayed, or for being with someone who treated you like shit, you are not the first person and you will not be the last person to do that. Because when you love somebody, especially as someone who would put their life on the line for the person that they love, you will tolerate pretty much any form of treatment from that person just to continue to love them.
Another thing, yes, I 100% agree with you. I think it is so hard because, again, anybody that hasn't been in a relationship with somebody who is manipulative and condescending and making you feel like you're the problem all the time, having outbursts, temper tantrums, whatever the fuck I've heard about the Zach Bryan and Brianna Chicken Fry situation, it reminds me so much of one of my last relationships.
And the reason that Allie and I seem so triggered tonight and so passionate about this topic is because we've both been through it. And to watch somebody who, you look at their relationship online and you look at their life, right? Their life is very glamorous. They're famous, they're rich, they're everything that you would ever want to be. And you would never expect it to be something, famous people do not make this shit public. You don't ever hear, this guy emotionally abused me. And I think that's the reason it continues on, because nobody ever speaks up about it. Nobody ever speaks up about what they've gone through, because they make you sign NDAs, or the trauma that you've been through makes you feel so insecure that you feel like you have to be quiet about it.
Listening to the situation between Zach Bryan and Brianna brought up so many old emotions between an old relationship that I was in. Like, specifically, she told a story about, it was her birthday and he was on tour and he made a big deal about wanting, you know, he got her and her family a house and he made a big deal about wanting to be there. And then he kept like kind of shoving it in her face, like, oh, well, I'm coming to your birthday. And like, oh, and she's like, well, you know what? If it's too big of a deal, like, then don't come, because she knew it was going to ruin the night because she knew him well enough. And sure enough, he came, he ruined the night. And it's theorized that that is the night that Grace and him had their official falling out, where Grace was like, I do not fuck with this person. The story that she told on the BFFs podcast made it seem like, why would she? But here's the story that was just reminded to me. I don't know if it was like a TikTok or what it was, but a couple months ago, there was this huge outbreak on social media because Zach Bryan got arrested. He was yelling at the cop. The cop's body cam footage was released. And I remember, because obviously Zach Bryan is this sweet, singy, songy musician who everyone cherishes his music because it really like digs deep. And musicians, troubled musicians, tend to have music that is very deep. He's obviously a very emotional and deep person. I'm not saying that's a good or a bad thing, but I remember seeing this come out on social media and I remember being surprised. Like, this guy? He's Zach Bryan.
You wouldn't believe it. Not him.
He looks like this big teddy bear type guy. Like, he seems so sweet. His song seems like he's had his heart broken and like he's this and he's that. And I'm watching these videos of him
being a psycho,
being condescending, being angry, irate, like quite frankly, throwing a temper tantrum to this police officer who's calm. And like, I get it. Cops can be frustrating. And in my head, I was thinking, well, maybe in that moment, because he is Zach Bryan and he is such a good dude and he's so innocent, he's mad that this cop is giving him such a hard time. Like, don't you know who I am?
Isn't it funny? We always give those people the benefit of the doubt.
Looking back, and I had forgotten that that happened. Looking back on that, I remember Brianna Chicken Fry. Sorry, Brianna. I don't know if you want to be called Brianna Chicken Fry. La Paglia. I don't know how to pronounce your last name, so I'm just going to refer to you as Brianna Chicken Fry. Brie. I remember her defending him to the public. And then there was I have seen her defend him so many times to the public. She defended him when he came for Taylor Swift online. She defended him so many times.
When he didn't show up to his concert, when he was supposed to sing and he was so fucking drunk that he didn't show up. And she publicly went on her podcast and said he was not the special guest. He was never the special guest.
Lied for him.
Turns out
he was.
Shocker. The internet was right. Mm-hmm. He was the special guest. She covered him because she cared about him and loved him. And he manipulated her into believing that if she did not cover for him and if she did not present herself as this person, she was the bad person. He wasn't in the wrong for getting so drunk that he couldn't show up to the concert. She was the one who had to cover his ass. And I think that's the point to what a narcissistic person will do to you. They will make you change who you are, change your values, because she's not the type of person that would have gone, she's on a gossip podcast. Do you know how many times she didn't gossip, didn't talk about what her fans wanted to hear to cover his ass? Do you know how long she went on tour to support him? And then God forbid she tries to take her own life back for 2 months to go on her own tour, and he breaks up with her over text, gets on Raya the same night, posts a picture on Instagram the next day, me and Brianna have broken up, makes it very public, makes it impossible for her to create her own narrative, and then decides to ask to pay her off so she can't speak about it.
Well, and she said, like, in the beginning of their relationship, the first time he tried to pull something like this, she broke up with him because she was still herself. She still had her confidence. She still had her sense of self, and she got back together with him. The narcissistic man is really, really good at portraying themselves as this person that they're not, even though you've seen it with your own eyes. They somehow are able to convince you every single time that they are so sorry that that's not truly them. And like, let me just give a little personal story from my own experience about something exactly like this. I used to deal with really poor mental health, like was very much always on the edge, very, very depressed. Didn't leave my room, didn't leave my bed. Like, I lived with Madison. She was always concerned about me. I was very unhappy, and those were for circumstances of my own. I started dating this man, and he love bombed me from the beginning. A telltale sign that you're entering into a relationship with a narcissist is if they are love bombing
you.
If they're in love with you from the moment they meet you, I'm sure you're great, but there's no way that they love you because they don't know you. They know nothing about you. They want you to love them. This man made me feel like I was on top of the world for moments. And then it would crash down a little bit and then it would go back up. And it didn't really get bad until about 3 months into our relationship. And I'm gonna get really real here. We broke up because I broke up with him because he was treating me like absolute trash. And I had a moment of weakness. I tried to call him. I was telling him I'm feeling really suicidal. I'm not sure what's going on. I didn't know who else to call. I felt like he was the person that could best help me in this situation. The suicidal thoughts had nothing to do with him. They had been lingering for years. Now, this man blocked me, told me I was trying to manipulate him into caring, whatever. I ended up in a mental hospital, okay, for a week. They wouldn't let me leave. That's how serious it was. It was a very very serious thing. It really, as much as anyone wants to paint it as a manipulation tactic, I'm not a manipulative person. I truly was seeking help from somebody that I thought could, again, mask the pain that I was feeling a little bit longer before I had to actually deal with it. Thankfully, I got help instead of having him mask it. But here's the kicker of this entire story. It's not just like a poor me, pity me type story. After I get out of the hospital, I feel good. I've been in intensive therapy 2 times a day. I've been away from the world. I haven't had social media. I haven't had communication with anybody. He didn't call me. He didn't check on me while I was there. Maybe once I think he called me. My family, my friends, Madison came to see me. My mom was there. Everyone's worried about me. I get out. I'm feeling disoriented, obviously. Like I felt like, you know, 1 week in that place felt like a month. I get out of that place. I go home. I get a knock on my door and it's my ex, the one that put me into that building with my hairbrush. He's holding my hairbrush. When I answered the door, this is yours and I needed to give this back to you.
I really wanted to bring it back to you.
And I'm thinking, okay. And then he bursts into tears, starts sobbing. I invite him in because I still love and care for this person. Like, obviously, I blame myself, or I used to blame myself, for allowing this to go on to the extent that it did. It's something that they do to you, dude. They prey on the people that the things about you that you need, and they see it and they jump on it. And he's crying in my arms saying he needs to go to therapy. He wants to change. He's so sorry, all of these things. And me being the empathetic, forgiving, loving, caring person, looking down at this person that I love and care for, despite everything they've put me through and everything I've seen with my own eyes. And I'm like, okay, I'll help you. I'm here for you. And without getting more into detail about that situation, because good Lord, it went on way longer than it should have. I kept going back and
Though. It always goes on longer than it should.
But like, I would have not gone back to him.
If he didn't show up.
And he knew that.
He knew that he could come back when you were in your weakest moment and act like the best version of himself, and your walls would be down.
And another thing that Brianna said about how like their fights would go, I remember specifically when I would catch him doing something wrong, or he would actually be in the wrong, and he would be so upset and so sorry and like apologetic. And oh my gosh, like I was like, oh my gosh, he's turning over a new leaf. And then all of a sudden, 2 days later, after his grieving process or after his manipulation process was done and I'm back on his side, I'm the one in the wrong for whatever method I took to get upset with him, or however things transpired. It was never just I'm sorry for what I did. It was always I'm sorry up. And then 2 days later it was my fault, because he could not take responsibility. The number one sign of a narcissist is somebody that cannot take accountability for their own actions. Like, if they cannot be accountable, they are a narcissist.
Well, and this is the thing about narcissistic people, and I don't want to create a stereotype that I don't have scientific facts on, but just looking at the average of my peers, narcissism is 99% of the time being committed by men. I'm sorry, there is narcissistic women. I'm not going to say that there's not, but you look at these relationships and you look at the repetitive patterns. It is women, empathetic, emotional, caring, kind, open women, and men who take advantage of that. And I look at Brianna and her situation, someone who you think, well, that's not going to happen to her because she's famous and she has access to all these things, and Zach's very famous and it's not going to happen. And you look at the situation and you look at how he did the same exact thing to her that happens to regular fucking people every single day, and she was destroyed by it. And I look at people who are in these relationships and people who are listening to this podcast or Brianna's podcast or whatever, who are either going through this or who have been through it and are not over it yet, and do not realize that there is light on the other side of the relationship, because you don't realize it when you're in it. There is no way out. You would give everything and anything just to make that person love you,
because they are so good at making you only see what's right in front of you in the exact way that they want you to see it. Like, the reality when you're in a narcissistic relationship has completely left the room. But speaking about how you were just saying that, like, how does this happen to someone as famous as Brianna Chickenfry, who has money and fame and all of these things? Well, here's the thing that bothers me the most about the situation with Brianna Chickenfry and Zach Bryan, is the power dynamic. He is a multi-millionaire A-list celebrity. And she's famous for sure. A lot of people know who she is. She's not a fucking A-list celebrity.
Not at all. No.
He has this immediate power control dynamic over her because he is Zach Bryan. And she is comparatively to him in his head, nothing.
Irrelevant.
And I can't even imagine because when I went through this, my ex, they are a well-known family. They had money. They had this, they had that. I couldn't even imagine going through something like that with someone with the amount of money, the amount of power, and the amount of influence as somebody like an A-list celebrity like Zach Bryan. I think he was playing with fire trying to date a really famous influencer. Before Brianna, he had only ever dated, you know, regular girls.
And like, he paid them all off too.
Like, because what are you going to say if you're just you're not an influencer.
You don't have a platform.
You don't have a platform to what are you going to spill your tea to the 8 followers that you have? Well,
and it's so funny to hear about how she said the women before him had been paid off and she knew about this, but she kind of I don't want to say turned a blind eye to it, but maybe thought that she was exempt from the situation. And it's so relevant to me because the town that I live in is very small, and the ex who was very extremely, not just emotionally, but physically abusive with me, dates women that I know, that I see in my circle, and young women. I'm talking 12 years his fucking junior. They're naive. They don't have any experience because that's the only type of woman that would put up with his behavior.
That wouldn't recognize it immediately.
And so I watched this.
Disgusting.
I watched this man prey on these younger women, and I have made an effort to reach out to them when I see this happening and say, hey, just so you know, this is who he is. This is what's going to happen. They never fucking listen.
Well, the crazy thing, Madison, which I've tried to tell Madison this, but these type of men, he's covered his bases before you even know about these girls.
She already thinks I'm crazy, psychotic, delusional.
He's got his story so straight. He preys on young women. Young women are gonna believe everything they're told by a attractive, charismatic, loving, genuine man. You can't see my air quotes if you're listening to the podcast, but he is so good at lying and deceiving and making it seem like he's so genuine.
And that's the thing that boggles me, is because now that I'm so far out of it, I don't get it. I don't get why you wouldn't listen or see the genuine facts in front of your face.
Especially that early on.
Look at the fucking facts. And this, Brianna said the same thing. She saw red flags. She was concerned. She loved him. It's hard for me to judge though.
Oh my God, if I had a fucking nickel.
A nickel!
For the amount of red flags I've overlooked that could have saved me so much time and pain. And here's my theory on that, because as much as we want to beat ourselves up for staying and not seeing the red flags, it happens so fast. And when you are a loving, caring person, and when you actually love and care for someone, and when someone makes you feel like you're loved and cared for, it's really easy to overlook things that you don't think are a big deal. And sometimes it takes, Brianna Chicken Fry, for example. I know that she's been in a few relationships prior to Zach Bryan. I think they were pretty healthy relationships, and she's very lucky for that. This was her one. Like you said, everyone has their
one. Everyone has one.
She'll never look at these red flags again. It's not a big deal.
It's a blessing. And that's the thing that I took out of my abusive relationship. I could have held on to that and been bitter. And I was for a long fucking time. So don't beat yourself up if you feel guilty for staying, for one, because that's something I heard her say over and over and over again. This is partially my fault. I shouldn't have stayed.
We've all felt that way.
I've said it.
We've all felt like it's our fault that we stayed. I used to feel that way. I cried every single day in my toxic, abusive, narcissistic relationship. Every day. And he dumped me.
When I heard her say that, all I wanted to do was hug her.
Yeah.
And say, you're going through it right now, but when you're over the hump, holy shit, you're not gonna feel that way anymore.
And you'll never, ever fall for any of that shit ever again.
You learn so much about yourself from going through something like this. I know this sounds crazy, but it is a fucking blessing.
It will change you forever in the best way possible because you become more sure of yourself. You go through pain. That no human should ever experience. Like, you go through emotional, mental, physical pain from these losses of love from these people that never cared about you. And it's a hit to your ego. It's a hit to your sense of self. It's a hit to you as a human being. All of the things that this person loved about you, you now probably think were fake. All of the things that they built up within you, you start to doubt. It's this whole trial period that you go through within yourself to find the true strength, because when you're that down bad and you're that hurt from somebody that didn't ever actually give a fuck about you, like, I'm sure that they loved you to some degree. We all want to believe that, right?
To the degree that they're capable of.
That they're capable of. But like, leaving that type of a relationship, it breaks you to a point where, you know the saying, when you hit rock bottom, there's no place to go but up. It's so fucking true. Like, when they beat you down to a fucking pulp, like, the pain, I couldn't even breathe when I was going through this myself. I felt like air didn't help me. I felt like I wanted to smash my head through a wall at times.
Anything to alleviate the intense emotions that you're experiencing.
It was so intense because you're so trapped inside of this vicious cycle of abuse. And it is abuse. It's abuse to a human being to the point where you are so convinced, because they have convinced you that they treat you well and that you're the problem and all of this and that, but your brain and your gut and your heart and everything that you know, because you're smart and it's not your first day on earth, you know that it's not you, but they are so good at making it feel like you're the problem.
Well, they make you hate all of the best things about yourself, because the best things about yourself are the reason that you would leave them. The good things about you are the reason that you would not want to stay with someone who treated you like that. And they want to make sure that that is so squashed, so invisible, that you don't even see that part
of
yourself.
That you're a shell of a human by the time they get out. And it's funny because all of the things that they hate about you and that they make you hate about yourself, all of the good things, those are the things that they wanted in the beginning. And it's so confusing because it's like they saw you as this confident, strong, beautiful, gorgeous, amazing woman. And then once they get you, they start to diminish all of these things that they once liked about you, and you want to make them happy because at this point they've love bombed you to the point of no return, and you would do anything to keep the peace in the relationship because they're so erratic and so irrational that
it's so up and down, it's so back and forth. You never know what when's going to be a good day or a bad day,
and it's so confusing.
You're walking on eggshells.
Yeah.
And this is such a good example because Brianna was like, I wore this dress to the Golden Globes that I really liked. He really liked. He posted me on his story. He said I was beautiful.
There was this huge controversy on Instagram, and I remember when this happened because Zach Bryan unfollowed Bree, Grace, and Barstool, Dave, everyone.
Like,
and
made a public scene about unfollowing everyone.
It was this whole thing, okay? So online, she posted a picture of herself on Instagram wearing this beautiful dress in the dressing room or in the hotel or whatever, feeling excited. You know, she's this up-and-coming influencer getting invited to these big
events. To the Golden Globes, which, congrats, girl!
And she posts it, and Zach Bryan reposts it to his Instagram story and says, you're so gorgeous. Okay, well, behind the scenes, we're now finding out that he actually was so mad about the dress choice that she wore that he unfollowed her, all of her friends, and everyone at her work because of the dress she wore. And here's the thing that's craziest about this to me is it is the biggest. If everything else, every other story that she told wasn't a sign of a narcissist, the fact that he posted it on his Instagram story, reposted it saying you're so beautiful because the public image was him supporting his girlfriend was so known, but behind the scenes, she's being abused, ridiculed, and degraded for her choice of dress.
He said, I could never be with a woman who dresses like this in public.
Meanwhile, he reposted it on his story and said, you're so beautiful. Bitch, if you were so upset about the dress, why would you do that? I'll tell you why you did that, because you're more concerned about your public image and how your relationship looks and how you look as a man, because you know, because here's the thing about narcissists, they're so smart and they know that if they make themselves look a certain type of way, then everyone will see right through them. So when you're a true narcissist, you're gonna make yourself look as good as you can to avoid anyone having any speculation of your neurotic, crazy, irrational thoughts and views and opinions and actions towards the people in your life.
That way, when everyone came back and said, why did you unfollow her on Instagram? Why was this such a big deal? Why were you calling her a slut? He's like, I reposted it. it looked good.
Like on paper. I thought exactly. Like it's so well thought out because they're
methodical.
The scariest thing about a narcissistic person is they are actually so intelligent. So intelligent to the point where they're able to think three steps ahead of how to manipulate not only you because they've got you in the bag, but how to manipulate everybody around you. Everybody that could perceive you or your relationship, they know how it looks and they know exactly how to make it look a certain type of way so that their hands are clean.
And it's sociopathic. And that is the biggest fucking problem with these people is that you cannot see a sociopath for who they are until it's too late. And a sociopath is someone who does not feel emotions the way that we do. And on a side note, I would just like to say it's fucking shocking to me how many stories you hear of people like this. I cannot believe how many people exist on this earth and treat other people on this earth the way that these sociopaths and narcissists do and get away with it. I feel like this is the beginning of a fucking outrage of women, men, I don't care who you are or what you've been through. If you have been through something like this, it is time to come forward. It is time to fight back against people who act like this and fucking extort them, out them. They do not deserve to live on this planet Earth and continue to treat people. They're just going to hurt somebody else. If you don't say something, if you don't do something to the person who treated you the way that they did, the next person's going to suffer. Maybe the next person won't listen, but at least you did your fucking due diligence and you did your duty to other women, other men, whoever's been suffering by telling your story. And I just want to say, Brianna Chicken Fry, thank you so much for coming forward and making other women who have been abused feel like they do not have to hide in shame and in silence for what they have been through. Because we are so terrified to come forward because we are so terrified what our abusers are going to do to us. But the fact that someone could turn down $12 million just so that she could share her story and help other women, thank you so fucking much. And Zach Bryan, you fucking suck. And all of the men that respect you and worship you, you fucking suck too. Accusations from narcissists are actually confessions because somebody who is blaming you and accusing you of something that you haven't done is only confessing their own guilt.
Period, 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 period. Look at Madison only speaking hard facts on this podcast.
I'm not gonna lie. We're gonna get fucking for real for a second since we've already been for real since this
since the day we started since we started rapping.
The relationship that I went through, it ruined me. It destroyed me. It changed me as a person. And we want to talk about how all the change was good and hopeful. And there's so much good that comes out of it, which is true. But putting myself back in that mindset, back where I was, I'm surprised that I made it out. There was days, and I'm a strong fucking person. I don't know how many times I'm going to say that. I'm strong as fuck.
You are strong. You're strong.
I can't imagine somebody who didn't have the mental strength that I was born with, honestly, going through what I went through with somebody who was Zach Bryan on fucking steroids. Mm-hmm. Somebody who just was so manipulative, so evil to their core. There was no good inside this person. I'm talking like Jeffrey Dahmer status, would go around murdering people if they could. To go through something that's so traumatizing and so fucked up, and to come out of it and realize that there's so much more on the other side. Sometimes when I look back at that person and that relationship, it's hard to realize that that's me and that's what I went through.
Because it doesn't feel like you.
You disassociate. You can't associate with the person you were at that time because you couldn't get through that.
And like you weren't you at that time. You were a shell of you. You were still the same person deep down. But when you're so far into the manipulation and the Stockholm syndrome, quite frankly, of a toxic, abusive relationship, you lose sight of everything that you know and every instinct that you have. Like it's there, but it's not really there because you are so convinced that the person that you're with is right. And I don't know how they do it. I know it sounds fucking bonkers to anybody that hasn't actually been there. To anyone that's been there, you understand exactly what we're talking about. But to somebody that hasn't experienced it, like I'm really, really glad you have it. And I hope you never have to understand. But just know that it is a very real situation. Like the smartest, like you guys have listened to Madison talk on this podcast for 42 episodes. Could you ever imagine this woman being somebody that would let a man not only just tell her what to do, but beat her and for her to stay?
I'm like, couldn't be me.
Even me to this day, I have a hard time seeing that happen. But because I knew you at the time, like, we're now 27, 26, we're grown. You were a child. You were dealing with your own shit. Like, you were young, impressionable. Yes, you were smart. Yes, you were strong. Yes, you were all of these things. But I think, like, even if you are an adult, when your first experience with a narcissist happens, until you experience what it feels like to experience narcissistic abuse, you're not going to recognize it. Because what's the term? Like, I assume all people are good at heart, because why would someone just lie straight to my face?
This is what I was saying earlier. It's kind of hard to imagine that there's so many people out there that would do this.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't know until you know. It doesn't matter if you're 57 years old. If you haven't gone through it yet and you've never met somebody, you've never had the misfortune to cross paths with somebody like that, you might meet somebody who you think they're the most amazing thing on earth, and it could be that person.
Mm-hmm.
You will not know what that experience feels like until you've experienced it. And can I just say, to all of the people who are being abused, they are not going to change. They are not going to get better. They are not going to treat you better. They are not going to all of a sudden become a better person. The only way you're going to survive your abuse is if you leave.
It's really easy to judge not only yourself, but other people when they're going through relationship problems, or you hear that somebody is going through something really traumatic and you're like, why the fuck wouldn't they just leave? It is a lot easier said than done when you're outside of the situation. And just for anybody that is currently involved or has been involved in something that they feel regret for staying, or they are scared, or they don't know how to leave, or they feel like if they do leave, there will be nothing left of them. Please keep in mind that you were a person before you met this person, and you will be a person after they leave. And if you're an optimist, then you got to look at the bright side of things, because the biggest blessing that comes from encountering the deepest evil that exists in this world, someone that is openly willing to manipulate and hurt somebody that is only trying to love you, to me, that is evil. You will learn so much about yourself, and you will never fall for that again in your life. You will always recognize it within, dependent on your situation, the first 2 seconds of meeting somebody. You will be able to tell genuine versus fake, real versus manipulation. You will see through every person past that. And if you're blessed enough to be in a situation where you don't feel like you can see that, I urge you to pay attention to the red flags that we talk about in all of these podcasts, because the red flags turn into burning fucking fires.
And I also urge you to, if you have been through this, talk about it. Tell people about it. Tell your story. Tell people what you've been through, so that, God forbid, you can save somebody else an ounce of pain. Because all of the girls that I've messaged that my ex has talked to, yeah, most of them have ignored me, but I can guarantee you that there's some of them that have heeded my fucking warning and been like, okay, I'm gonna stay away from this person because of this. And if you can save one person the pain that you went through because you were brave enough to talk about what you went through, your lesson, the pain, meant something.
So can I say something to you?
Oh, goodness.
I have been trying to get Madison to talk about her situation on this podcast in depth, because Madison holds a very deep guilt for every girl that is affected by the person that she thinks she had the ability to stop. I don't think she could have stopped him. I don't think that he would have ever changed. But because she didn't speak out when she was going through it, which, again, you know, Breonna Chicken Fry situation is different because she has a big platform.
She has the platform, yeah.
She has the platform. She has the support. She has powerful support behind her. Like, what does she have to lose? She has people that have been there, seen it, done it. With you, you want, which I respect this so much, you want to help every time you see. And it's not because she cares about this person. It's not. And I think that maybe in these women's minds, they think that you're just mad because it's your ex.
I'm still caught up like in the situation.
And unfortunately, I can see why they might think that, because at the same time, he's probably telling them that you are the crazy
he
ex.
Makes
you
them
are
this, think you that. Are that. Madison, absolutely.
My thing is, you're not ever going to be able to help these people. I know you want to, and I know that it eats you alive knowing that you maybe could have done something, but you don't actually know that you could have done anything to protect these other women. And you've done your due diligence by reaching out to them and telling them, hey, this is who this person is, be careful. And then 2 weeks later, they block you and they're with this man. That is not on you.
For sure.
And he's never going to change. And he preys on people 10, 11, 12 years younger than him for a fucking reason. The only way to end a person like that is to
publicly destroy
the world know. Because once the world knows, what are they going to think? You're lying because you're the crazy ex? I think the fuck not.
And that's definitely something that I have considered. And something you should consider if you're in this position. If I would have put him in jail when I had the chance, when I had a bloody, broken fucking face, and I had the ability to press charges, he wouldn't have been able to do what he's done moving forward. I can't do that anymore. I didn't do it then. And all I can do now is take my platform and speak on what's happened to me. And maybe at some point in this podcast, we'll do a fucking deep dive into my horrific story.
Because I would love to expose this person. This person does not deserve to walk free, unscathed like he has been. I fucking hate him with every ounce of my being. I would love to expose him, but it's not my story to tell. And it's not my situation. And it's nothing that I will ever speak on unless Madison wants to. And, you know, she may never want to, and that's fine.
I should just say, it's not like I'm ashamed or don't want to, like...
No, she's scared. He's a scary person.
I don't want to get, one, murdered. Two,
he's scary. I understand.
It causes me distress to think about opening up those old boxes.
Yeah.
When they've been closed for so long, and it's so not a part of my life anymore, to think about even bringing that energy back into my life and publicly displaying, you know, having him see what I've said and potentially having repercussions from that, it's horrifying. And I don't even, I'm so removed from it that it shouldn't be, but it is. And that's back to my point of, if you can put someone in jail for what they did to you, you're gonna regret not doing it. So fucking do it. Press charges, call the cops, do what you can when you
protect can. Protect yourself.
Protect others too.
Yeah.
Protect everyone moving forward, because I can't press charges with the police now. It's too late. There's a 1 year statute of limitations for physical abuse. After a year, I could say, look what happened. Here's proof. Here's witnesses. They will not arrest someone after a year. So if you can press charges, do it. And maybe I'll come forward one day and spill the fucking tea for you guys.
I really hope that one day someone does. If it's not you, them, but who else better than you, because you actually have a platform.
And shout out again.
He should be shaking in his fucking boots. That's all I gotta say. I've had enough.
To end this podcast, thank you so much, Brianna, for your bravery. Fuck you, Zach Respect. Bryan.
Fuck you.
And fuck every narcissistic, abusive person that exists. You are stronger than them. You do not need them.
I don't know. I'm talking directly to the camera. No, yeah. You don't need shit. You were you before they even knew you. Remember that. You were you before they knew you. And cheers to episode 42. Love you, bitch.
Love you more, bitch.
Take, chug.